This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
A greeting card company grapples with the digital age.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Do you receive more e-cards or paper cards? The answer increasingly is the former. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals all seem more likely to be commemorated on Facebook. It's an issue facing American Greetings. The largest publicly held greeting card company announces quarterly earnings today. Also, the family that founded American Greetings wants to take it private. Will that help the company come to terms with the digital age? Sarah McCammon reports.
At a time when the internet offers tons of ways to say hello, American Greetings has actually seen fairly steady income growth. Kathy Krasner of the Greeting Card Association says traditional paper cards are still important.
You wouldn't send a text to your grandmother for Mother's Day, nor would you just send an email to your wife for Valentine's Day unless you want to be in the doghouse.
But Krasner admits sales of greeting cards are down. For the last decade or so, Americans have bought around 7 billion cards per year. This year, that's down to 6.5 billion.
I think that they really are just behind when it comes to companies like Snapfish and Zazzle that have really made a mark.
Pam Danziger is with the research firm Unity Marketing. She says American Greetings printed cards are competing with custom websites that let you put a photo of your cat, if you're so inclined, right on your party invitation. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.